The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. We are in June and we are feeling June. June is a very busy month with energy. So we've been working to put that information out there for you on this show. I've been doing my homework as usual, and it's getting interesting. We're going to talk about a Mercury retrograde coming up next week on the 17th. I'm telling you now, so we all have a heads up. Also, you start to feel, you know, a shift in something coming, sometimes up to a week as it's approaching. And then on the day that it's supposed to go into that alignment, that's when it's, you know, at its peak. So you do feel them approaching, and then afterwards as well, just like moon cycles. But this one will be the fifth planet in retrograde that we have at the same time. So, you know, we talked about that a couple of weeks ago in the overview for June. So now we're going to put the focus on the gift in this Mercury retrograde. And believe it or not, I say that really, but this actually has a positive, this is a positive retrograde. It is about communications. If you're not familiar with the retrogrades, that's when a planet starts to go backwards. And for us, energetically, with astrology, it means, and I like to focus on how this can help us in soul growth. That's what I do with this. And I also connect with the angels. I do this every week where we look at the energies out there that are lining up, but we also tap in with our angels and guides and, you know, just, you know, how can we make the most of this? Because everything comes with a way to learn, grow on a soul level. Everything comes with a way to find what we can take out of it and be stronger. This entire year is very transformative, changing, life-altering year anyway, with everything going on. But here we go. Mercury retrogrades are all about communication. They're very much about communication, the way we communicate with others, the way we communicate with ourselves, and also the way we listen or don't listen. Do we listen? This is an opportunity with this particular one to feel how communication affects us, because it's going to be in the sign of Cancer, and Cancer is a very, you know, feel sign. It feels emotions. It feels the good ones and the not so good ones. So I wanted to make sure you are aware of that. And you might be feeling like, you know, when you look around at the things you might be experiencing in your life or what's going on, sometimes when we look at it this way, we're going, okay, we're looking at it from the bigger picture, and we start to see, that's interesting, you know, and that's why I'm sharing it with you. This is stuff that's been around for thousands and thousands of years. It's gone through many, many, many different shifts and changes in the world. And it's here again. And how are we going to use this energy? It's a choice. How are we going to use this energy to better ourselves, to be a participant out there in the whole? That's what we're going to talk about today. And there's a lot of different things and aspects of this. So we're really going to be focusing a bit on this Mercury retrograde coming up. This definitely is a time. And here's the other part of it. You have law of attraction, in metaphysics, we talk about law of attraction a lot, and it's all about metaphysics, which this is a metaphysical show that I like to share metaphysical topics with you. In metaphysics, law of attraction is all about what we focus on and all about our intentions and all about our thoughts and the words we speak. Every bit of that is what we are manifesting into our lives. That's what law of attraction is about. And, you know, it's a concept that's, we've been talking about it for years, but I believe that overall, most people, a lot of people are starting to go, you know, I do feel, you know, they're starting to see that and they're starting to awaken and they're starting to shift. Everybody's got their own path in it. And here's the thing. And we're also talking about fifth dimensional living, a higher frequency of living, where all of this stuff that we've been feeling this year does not happen there. But guess what? We've also been told this has to come up for healing. It has to come up. It has to be addressed. It has to be uncovered so it can all be healed and dealt with and released. And that is going to be all different kinds of emotions and feelings, all different hurts and pains. They have to come up to be addressed. And I believe we're seeing that too. So how are we going to respond to that? How are we going to do what we can do as a spiritual being living in this human physical experience? How can we better how we communicate? How can we listen better? How can we acknowledge, you know, something else going on for another? We may not understand it. We may not have ever experienced it, but we can certainly have compassion. We can certainly listen. We can also listen to ourselves. Sometimes we don't. We don't trust our own intuition. This is all part of what we're talking about today. It's a big deal. I think it's a very important retrograde because we need healthier communication, obviously. We need to improve it. We need to grow with it. We need to ascend to a higher frequency of how to do this better and how to move forward. So that's what I'm seeing in this. This retrograde starts on June 17 and will go through July 12. Mercury retrogrades are known to cause havoc on communications. Anyway, where, you know, that happens, it does. Things get misunderstood, or, you know, they always advise don't sign contracts or make big decisions in a retrograde like this, because communication can be crossing the wires and not been heard properly. That is happening too. However, there's another positive aspect that I do want to point out to you today, because when you're in a retrograde like this, yeah, you might find that, wow, I'm really trying to find this positive, but I'm feeling a lot of the pain. We have to address that, because this is a Mercury retrograde in the sign of Cancer. It's going to feel more sensitive anyway. So if you have a pain, you might feel it more, or somebody can hurt your feelings much easier if you're sensitive that way. It can also, you can feel love a lot more too. You can feel all of them more, is my point. This is also a very intuitive sign. It's a very nurturing sign. It wants to take care of its family and, you know, be protective in it. And it's a good sign. Believe it or not, it's a good sign. Although it can feel a bit intense when it comes to feeling things. For some of us, we're not used to feeling so much. We're starting to feel. A lot of people are opening up to that. This also helps us open up the heart chakra, where we can start to feel and make our choices from the heart chakra versus the brain. And this is something we've been talking about. A heart-centered life is a very different life from a mental or mind where you make those choices. For example, a good example of that, if that's a new term to you, would be a heart-centered choice is you have a job that you absolutely love, you feel fulfilled, you can't wait to wake up and go and do it every day, or whatever it might be, your hobbies, your lifestyle, you absolutely just love your life. Where, and 5D is way more about that, way more. I know, there's my grammar, right? But it is, it's very much about living that way. So that's my focus, is to be as much in that frequency as possible. Where the way we had been doing it for a very long time, we were making choices like, okay, I don't really like this job. I'm so stressed all the time. I'm miserable, but it's paying the bills. That's logical because you need to pay bills, but it's shifting a lot. So this has been a give and take back and forth. I'm not saying it's an overnight thing. A lot of us have been feeling that gradually, where we're gradually shifting our lifestyles into something that suits us better. But then at the same time, we feel that we need to hang on to something that we really don't want to. I understand that. I mean, I felt that too. I've seen people shift once they realize and have that aha moment, and everybody will have when they are ready. When they have that aha moment that none of this matters, but my happiness and my, you know, just feeling like I can't wait to wake up every day and face the day and enjoy it. I mean, for some people, that is literally going out and working in a garden. And for some other people, I don't want to do all that. That's backbreaking. I mean, there's different things that our heart feels passionate about. And some of it might be, you know, you love to take care of animals, or you love your creative arts, and you always feel like, well, I can't do that, or I don't have time because I got to go make money at something I don't like. This is all part of that. But it's also part of how we're learning, how we're being challenged right now in this year to look at things that we thought were so important, but are they? Everybody makes that choice for themselves. That's something that we want to listen and communicate within ourselves. Intuition is heightened also with the sign Cancer, with this Mercury retrograde, because we're communicating, we're working on that internal communication with our intuition, our higher self, listening to the guidance that we do receive from our spirit guides and angels. God, who, you know, what it is you are connected to. You'll find that feeling, which is something that the empaths know quite well. Don't look at this as everything that's going to go wrong because you're feeling it. You will feel the good and the not so good, but you will also really find that you are seeing things in different perspectives that you may have missed before. You may see that you have, oh, you know, I never thought of it that way. Things like that. So we have a little bit to talk about with this. The angel that I have called on and that also came in, I had a couple of different ones come in. Michael, of course, comes in when we're a little bit nervous about going there. You know, that's the fear. Michael helps us stand strong in our energy, to be fearless and to not be afraid to be who we are. Of course, we're speaking out and speaking up for our truth. But we're finding ways to do this better. And some of it, there's a lot of anger that has to be healed. So as an energy healer myself, that's what I'm continuing to put out there. I'm just continuing to put that healing energy out. Some people reject it. Some people have absolutely nothing to do with it. But I'm still sending it out for the ones that want to, you know, receive it. For me, I'm more about the peacekeeper. I'm more about sending out the love to try to balance some of the things that don't feel so love. Not so much. So we are doing that because everybody on this entire planet deserves that. We deserve love. We deserve to be happy. Everyone, all of the above, including the animal. Everybody needs that. But coming down here with the challenges is interesting because we have to figure out, wait a minute, what is more important to you? Or what we thought was important isn't anymore. From, I want everybody to think about this that's listening and tuning in. From January, or let's go back one more month. Let's go into December of last year, 2019. Think about where you were, what you were thinking about, what your life was like. And then look through each month and through all the way up to now, because we're halfway through the year. What has changed for you? Yes, everybody's had something hit them in a difficult way, in different things, lots of stuff. Or you probably know someone that has gone through something tough. It's really hard to, you can't really avoid it right now. It's everywhere. So there is no avoiding. It's about dealing. It's about taking responsibility for who we are and doing what we need to do to step up to the plate to be that better piece of humanity. So there's some of the communication. I know all of that, right? So with that, I want to say and welcome. I know I was a long intro, but this, that was all flowing. And I have a lot of angels with me today. Because I feel things. I'm very sensitive to energy anyway. So I'm feeling a lot of that pain out there. There's been days where I'm absolutely exhausted. And a lot of light workers, if you're out there feeling that, I want you to know that you have to, sometimes you might need to readjust your schedules a little bit. I've had to slow mine down a bit so I don't get run down. And that's why we're still calibrating and adjusting, because an empathic soul or light workers, we're especially for energy healers, we have a tendency to absorb all of the pain of the world. Not that we're trying to be the hero of everything. It just happens. I mean, honestly, there was times where I wish I could just turn it off. It just doesn't for me. You absorb it. But what we are learning constantly as it goes up to the next level is how to not hold it, how to not feel like, wait a minute, this is the pain of the world. It's processing through. We're just transmuting it. We're just trying to take that and put more love back out. That's why you hear me saying I am putting, that's where my focus is. I am putting all the love and healing energy I can out into the world right now, to everywhere, all the world, to myself as well and my family, because, and family that I don't even see anymore or haven't had in contact with for a while. I send them love and light all the time. I just do. And I do that with peace in my heart. I do that with love in my heart. And if I didn't do that, that's what I feel like I need to do. That's what I feel called to do. So that's what I'm saying to you. You may feel different. You may have something else you feel called to do. You may be one that's more out there standing up for someone else or doing that. But we all have different places in the grid of life, really, in the web of life, where we contribute what we can bring to the table. And that's the beauty of all the diversity of the souls. That's the beauty of it. Not all the things that we don't like or agree with, but the diversity of all these different souls and these creative minds and these different passions out there in the world. That's actually a beautiful thing to me. And I want to send that out with a lot of love and support. This one will feel a little uncertain at times. You might have a lot of old wounds come up. Even past life stuff comes up. But a lot of stuff's coming up for it to be cleared. That's Michael. Michael's wonderful for that. Very strong. I mean, that's just like your angel, that's your rock when you need it, you know. And but he also teaches you to stand up and be strong for yourself. He helps us find the strength that we have for our own self. He helps us find that we're not weaklings that are helpless, you know. He helps you with that, and I love that. I really wanted to make sure I pointed that out to you, one of the best things he ever taught me. And I work with him and call on him, but I don't expect him to do everything for me. But I ask for the intuition connection on a regular basis so I can get a heads up on something I either need to steer clear of, or I need to send love to, or I need to mind my own business, whatever it might be, you know, like maybe I just need to make sure, you know, I'm not doing anything that would cause more harm. So things like that. I mean, I do this all the time. He's helped me fine tune that so much, and I'm still learning it. And so will you. You will always be learning that. So when those past wounds or old things come up, we don't want to stuff them back down. So this retrograde gives us opportunity to listen to what we need to release and heal, or we need to shift or change our perspective, our intentions, maybe our beliefs on that. And then this is where we always talk about the 10-second rule. Whenever there's a Mercury retrograde, we always go into the 10-second rule. The 10-second rule is, if something happens, or you read something, or you see something, or something upsets you or triggers you, 10 seconds before you respond. So you're not reacting from the emotional burst of trigger, but you give yourself 10 seconds to breathe deeply and think about how you want to respond to that. Because Mercury retrograde in the sign of Cancer is a heightened sensitivity, this brings also more intensity and ramps up the power of the words we speak, of the thoughts we think, of the intentions we have. That's really important. Everything we send out into the world, thoughts, intentions, words, they carry a vibration. They send a ripple out there. This also creates the world that we see or live in or notice, the reality that we're experiencing. That's the part that's law of attraction. So if everything is heightened in this, the positive here is, if we took a deep breath and pulled back and went, you know what, let's look at all the love and the positive here that I could do with this, and it's going to show me the things that are, okay, that's something I need to shift or change. Okay, wow, that's something I need to move forward in. I need to let go of. Because if your thoughts, your words, your intentions are very powerful manifesting tools, and they're heightened right now with the communication to the universe and to yourself and to others, because of it being in the sign of Cancer, and we're going to feel that more, we can really utilize this power in a very positive way. That was one of the things that Michael pointed out to me, but then also Archangel Raphael, which is a healing angel and brings a very gentle healing energy in. I love these two for this particular retrograde. And I work with them a lot. Yes, I do. I mean, because of the type of work I do. But this healing and this allowing things that come up that seem very upsetting, maybe even angering, to view them in observer mode and just like, okay, I feel that, seeing that, really don't like it. Then we go into an intention of, what can I do positively to send love to this whole situation? That's what I'm focusing on and spending my time with. And I'm sharing, I've seen and done this before, and I've seen very positive results. And it's not because I did everything. It's because I'm choosing to be a part of sending that kind of vibration into the world. That vibration is there anyway. 5D is here. I'm focusing on being that more than anything. And in 5D living, none of this stuff that's so painful is there. So that's why I'm going there. Okay. I'm going to take a quick break. Then we'll come back. Think about for yourself in the last 6 months, What have you learned? How have you grown? Where did you find some strength you didn't know you had? Look for a positive of what you have figured out, what you found that's not as important anymore. All these things. What have you discovered? I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
And welcome back to the show. We're talking about the Mercury retrograde coming up on June 17 and the positives and the healing that we can find in that. So everybody's been thinking about what they've been doing. And I have a few things that are coming out on the chat in YouTube. Hello and welcome to everyone. It's good to see you guys there. First of all, I'm going to kind of overview because I'm reading all through this. I see people that have been going through very serious illness, COVID, my goodness, roommate with stage 4 cancer. Yes, those are very tough lessons. Also see someone lost his wife 2 years ago. Very difficult getting through that. And absolutely asking about the harness and the power of retrograde to turn things around. Absolutely. This is what we've been talking about the whole time. Absolutely. I think I've addressed some of that. We're going to go into those thoughts and words that would be very helpful for all of you. And it is not easy when we have, when we see someone else going through something that's very scary. We want something better for ourselves. We see things that are so painful in the world. And then we get that really scary thing, you know, and I'm really glad to see that you are better and doing okay with the COVID goodness. Like I said, you see, either you have had it or you know people that have, or, I mean, it's really not untouching anybody. It's affecting all walks of life in every way. Everything is. So here, let's go back to this retrograde and how we can use this right now with whatever we're experiencing and going through. The retrograde in Cancer, like I said, is going to heighten how you feel, thoughts, words. So the thoughts that might be causing you pain, you might feel them more intensely, but you can also release them and feel the love too. There's a choice to be made. And sometimes just the intention to start with that. For example, if we're trying to get ourselves out of a sad feeling and we're trying to just move over and lift ourselves because of grief, something, and grief is a process. We have to work through it, I know. But if we were to, okay, yeah, I'm feeling this, I'm feeling it, it's rough, but I also want to feel the love. Hear me out on the thoughts, because the thoughts are a mental energy, our spirit, our soul, totally different, because when we get to that level, we don't have any of that kind of thing going on to where we feel that. But the mental energy is the things that we believe. We feel that we may believe that we're stuck in that. We may feel oppressed by those sad thoughts and things like that. And I know that a lot of people really go through some tough stuff with that. I am not trying to be a medical doctor here. I'm trying to give you some uplifting things you can do and feel empowered with. But when we say, okay, I am feeling that sadness, when you put that intention out and you put it out there, and this is something that I ask angels for help with sometimes, if I feel something like that, I want to feel some of the love and the uplift too. You might still feel some of the sad, but you'll also give yourself the opportunity. The reason I say it that way, a lot of times with the mental, if you go halfway, it'll accept it better, because sometimes we're just not letting go and don't realize that we're not letting go of the pain or the things that are causing the hurt. So we're not going to try to say, okay, just let go of that, because it's not ready to let go of it. We feel like we're letting go of the person that we miss so badly, or the situation that we feel the loss in. So we don't want to let that pain go. We feel like we're going to forget and it's going to be gone. Well, it does shift. It does shift, and it can shift positively, but it takes a halfway step sometimes. So if this were me, and that's what I'm sharing, if this were me going through, and I've gone through my griefs and loss too, and this is where I've applied something like this, and this retrograde is a really good time because it's so heightened, you'll be able to feel and tap into it easier. I go the halfway point because it's the mental energy that seems to be in the rut that keeps just cycling us through the pain. Allow and ask for that. Can I have a little bit of the light too? Can I feel some of the positives? And just say, you know, not trying to let all that go, but you're going to let some of the other in. Eventually, you'll let a little more in, a little more in, and eventually you can let go of the other. But instead of just trying, okay, I'm going to just stop feeling like that, and I'm going to go over here. That's not always realistic, depending on the situation, because it would be very tough. Go with the halfway, because mind and mental energy is very intense and very strong, and a lot of times attached and tied up into a belief that we have, like we believe we'll never get over it, or we believe we'll never feel happy again, or we believe different things. And so this gives it the opportunity to feel and experience a different energy. And then it might open up to go, well, it wasn't so bad. Okay, maybe. But it's kind of like a halfway point. I really recommend that when you're having something in your life that's very difficult to just go, okay, I'm done, like moving on. Some things you can, some things not so much, especially something very emotional and very painful. But you're assessing everything in your life. You're assessing the way you see how your words and thoughts impact things around you, people around you, your world you live in. What are you focusing on? What have you been focusing on all morning so far? Think about that. Think about what the last couple of hours is. What have you been focusing on? What have you been focusing on all day yesterday or the last week? then what are the words that you're saying? What are the words that you say behind I am? We've talked about that before. I am is kind of claiming to the universe what you believe. So what we, if you think about that, that's pretty powerful. It's like, if I am saying, I am sick and tired, and then you're sick and tired all the time. You just see what I mean? But I know that there's things out there that will challenge you. You might be saying, I'm healthy and vibrant, and then still get something and get very sick. There's a challenge and a lesson still to be learned. So we're not saying that you won't feel or experience this earth, because we're all here to experience all of it. But if you think about every thought you think, every word you speak out, what's the action you take? What kind of action do you take? That all plays a part in the reality you live in. Every bit of it. We're manifesting continually what we want to experience in the world. The thing is, it's like, I don't want to experience all this pain. That's, I know, I hear you. And I've had that happen to me too. And I go, okay, wait a minute. I got to go back to the drawing table. I missed something here. We go back and we think, this isn't quite what I had in mind. We go back and we think about, and then you go through that checklist. What are my intentions here? What are my thoughts? What am I saying out loud? How am I responding or reacting in the world? And then what are we noticing? Are we noticing all the negatives? Are we going to notice all the positive? Maybe a mixture of both. That's a pretty normal setup to see a little bit of both. In a 5D, you're going to notice all those things that are negative, but they're not going to affect you quite like they do now. Think about that. That's huge. That's really huge. I mean, part of a responsibility of being part of this world would be to be responsible for what you do on a soul growth level. I mean, that's what we focus on in metaphysics. That's what we focus on, is trying to see what we can do to be that better person, to be better than when we were, to be better than we were 10 years ago or 6 months ago, to continually do that, to really be self-aware of what we're putting out into the world. Sometimes we just aren't thinking about what we're putting out there. Very common, very normal to do that. Although I say that it's very common and very normal, it doesn't mean that we can't do it better. We could do that better if we, like, yeah, that's the norm, but maybe we need a different norm. Maybe we need to be changing it up. Everything that we've all been experiencing this year is really putting us all to a place of, wow, what's important, what's not? What needs to happen here? I mean, if you've been affected by the illnesses and things out there, then, or anything, all of it, what has that made you think about? Maybe how important life is, and maybe you have a different perspective on what your priorities are. Everybody goes through that when we go through something big. You're going to feel this one a little bit more, because if there's something painful coming up, you will feel it, but you have opportunity to shift that in a very positive way with intention. So at first it feels like, oh, that's going to be impossible. Think about that. If you're saying, there's no way I can do that, I've tried it, doesn't work, I hear you. That's what you believe. And what you believe is what you're going to see out in the world. That's what you're going to see and feel and experience. So with law of attraction, you're like, okay, I'm attracting all of these problems. I got to shift that up. I understand that. And some people are like, man, I've been working on this for years, and I still feel like I'm, attracting things I don't want. That's a continual learning. The whole thing is continual learning, and everybody has different things they go through. It might look like somebody else's life is picture perfect. You don't know all that. You don't know what's going on with them. You don't know what they've been through. They've been through different things, because on a soul level, we've all come here to learn and grow and shift in different ways. we have different lessons we're trying to learn and grow through. So not everybody's going to have the same challenges. You may have more than one. Boy, you picked up a tall order with that one. But this is a really positive time to look at the side of Mercury retrograde, that if it's in this feel mode where we can feel more, put the intention in your world to feel more of the love and the comfort and the nurturing and the support. And if you are one that everything is fine for you, but you see others going through something, you may not understand what they're going through, but some compassion is a lot of support. Just you don't have to go get involved or, get caught up and let it affect you negatively. I'm not saying that, but you can also be supportive and helpful. Something called detached compassion is you're able to stay strong and bring a good vibration to someone without, it's kind of like you throw the raft out and you don't sink trying to save somebody from drowning, but you stand strong and let them be an anchor. But at the same time, you have to make sure you're not ignoring what you need. This is interesting how we're trying to figure out this balance between health balance, emotional balance, mental balance, physical balance, everything, financial balance, all of it. We feel like everything's getting thrown at us and challenging us because we need to find a new way to do a lot of things in a lot of different areas of life. That's pretty obvious. We all do. I know I've been working really hard on that. I've been working on a lot of things. I'm just busy trying to do that. But I'm also trying to keep a support out there. I mean, because doing the show like this, I'm reaching people all over the world, in different countries, in different places, everywhere. So I am really working to try to send all of that out, because that's something I can do. I'm just a participant, a part of a team that does that. If you feel the need to do that, or you feel something else, you should do what you feel drawn to do. Like I said, if we were all doing the same thing, we would have an imbalance. We wouldn't have the balance that we need in the world. So this is a good time to really get in tune with how you're talking to yourself, how you're reacting or talking with another, how you're listening to yourself, how you're listening to another, and looking at if you have anger or if you have any kind of anything that you don't want to feel anymore. We're looking to try to find a way to heal that, release it. You want to hear it. We talked about that last week, where you want to listen if that pops up, but at the same time, you don't want to just hold it anymore. And it might be that halfway step I was talking about. So these are a lot of the things with retrograde that can be very, very powerful. It's going to challenge like trusting the decisions that feel right for you. Right now we're questioning everything because everything keeps shifting. Everything keeps moving and adjust. I mean, every day there's something different, And we don't know. We're like, we don't know what to trust. We don't know. Guess what? You need to trust inside. You need to trust your intuition. You need to trust what feels right to do for you. And that may be different for everybody. We're not all the same, but we're all in this together. So think about that. So let me see. I see more things coming in on the chat. Maddie, angels advice for dealing with people who are fighting the energy and taking it out on you, especially in work environments. Ooh. Okay. Matt, that's a good example of some of the collective anger and lower frequencies that are coming up in the world today with everything. That, it's called displaced anger. It's obviously not about you, but it seems to be targeted people that are struggling to handle or control, or groups or whatever it might be, to struggle and deal with that intensity of those lower frequency emotions. Sometimes it lashes out. So when I have been around that quite a bit before, When you do energy healing, you see it a lot. I've actually had people come to me for healing sessions and lash out when everything came up to the surface. And here's the thing that the angels taught me, and this would be very, very good for anybody feeling that. Remember our shield, where we're inside and the world is on the outside. We're not focusing on what they're doing. But see, when we are feeling it like that, we're taking it personally, and we don't realize we are, because someone else's anger, even though they might be at you know, or they're short and snapping, these people are very stressed out at that moment. I'm not trying to have compassion. I understand that they're just in a place that's tough, and their reality is quite different from yours. So this is where we shield up. Our guardian angels are right there, like, okay, shield me up and remind me. This is the best shield ever. Remind me not to take their misery personally, because they're kind of taking it out on me, but it isn't about me. They're just miserable, and leave them alone. They're sorting something out. It happens. I mean, family members do it to each other all the time, and you don't realize it. I mean, couples do it. You know, you don't realize we're doing. Friends do it to each other. Neighbors do it to each other. And I'm not saying that's okay. It's done without you don't realize you're doing. 9 times out of 10, people don't realize how what they're saying and lashing out with is hurting another person. They don't realize. That's the whole point of this conversation today. Are we paying attention to what we're doing when we speak out? So also for you, listening and absorbing would be, okay, Wayne Dyer's famous words, I am not your opinion of me. You know, I mean, I love that one because it just helps put it in perspective. Like, wait, they're just in a place that has nothing to do with me. And they're probably, you know, their blood pressure might be high. Who knows what's going on with them? I'm not trying to say all, I don't know, but I know that has nothing to do with you. Work environments are weird. Work environments are intense sometimes. But if you're saying they're fighting the energy, bring the focus back on keeping your energy in a place of peacefulness. I know that's going to be probably doing it more often during the day, but making sure you're not absorbing it, because if we're absorbing all the outside energies and they're fighting it and they're intense and it's lashing out and all that kind of stuff, we have, as an empath too, just, or if you are sensitive to feelings, and you will feel them even if you weren't, if we have to find a way to not take that personally, really is the easiest way to say it. But when we realize all that energy and all of their viewpoint and all of the things that are happening, really, that's what they're going through. That's the reality that they're feeling. So we're going to put out in a different way the angels guide and save and protect you and watch over you. But they'll remind you, remember, if somebody's off today or somebody's not doing good, you make sure you stay in your love vibration. You know, you stay in your positive vibration, and you may have to reiterate that several times. But then you're just going to go, you know what? And you don't have to fix them. You don't have to even say anything to them. Just, you're putting out an energy of, that's a shield right there. Because if you put your energy up in a shield of love, negativity, love and hate don't go together. It will repel it and shift it back off. But we're letting them walk their journey and work it out, because they'll be stronger and they'll be healthier with it. Because if they're fighting it, they're fighting it. That's the resistance. They're resisting what's going on. And that's where they are. But it has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with me. And I deal with that a lot, honestly. I mean, I do. I've seen, and when I've done healing energy where it comes up, now that's somebody that has actually come to me for healing. And when those intense energies come up, all of a sudden, they're lashing out at me. Now, and this is why I'm bringing this up, just to give you a different example. Wow. Okay. you came to me for this, but there, what it is you're seeing the resistance to the emotions coming up. You're going to see that a lot out there right now. There's going to be people, but this is waking and shaking people up too, where they're going to feel some really intense stuff because it needs to come to the surface for healing. And it's kind of bumpy when it comes up. If you're fighting that and you're resisting that, that's going to be bumpy. We've talked about that for a couple of years, but a lot of the stuff we've been talking about in the last few years with metaphysics, we're seeing out there in the world today. We're just seeing it. So I hear you. I understand. But in work environments, yeah, we have a whole different protocol with that too. And everybody's just feeling really raw with that. And it's going to be a highly sensitive, charged retrograde. So hang on. Remember, 10-second rule with the challenges before responding. So you're not reacting. You shift a reaction when you have your 10-second rule in place. 10 seconds to think about how you want to respond. A reaction doesn't think first. And that's where it can get a little crazy. And we've all done it. I've done it too. And then you're like, oh, okay. And I have to remind myself of 10-second too when I'm having one of those kind of days. And we all feel it different. So here is a couple of positives. Before we go off the air, I want to give you a couple of positives. What are some of the affirmations, positive affirmations that can help you anchor into your intention? So say you've been going through some challenges and you want to get that intention different. We've had different ones come up today. Some of the things that you can say are, you claim your I ams. You might feel I am not so great, but you're going to shift it. I am calm. I am at ease. You just claim it and state it, because the I am is telling the universe what you want. So when you first are saying these things, these are affirmations to help shift a frequency. You may not feel it when you first say it. You may not believe it. It's going to feel forced at first. But do it. Do it anyway. I've done that and it works. It helps. You have to say the things that, you know, are bringing that lift to you. It might be, I am abundant in all areas of life. You might not feel abundant at all. Maybe you're having something with your health. I am healthy. You may not feel healthy, but I am healthy. You're going to say the opposite of what you have in the experience. This is some affirmations with very powerful I ams, because I am is a I am. And I've heard something one day that was actually a good point, but right now we've got to get the I ams working. Then it could be the we are. We're not quite at the we are if we're feeling all the division like we do. So we need to be a healthy I am, and then we can be a we are. We are one. We are at ease. But in order to be a we are at ease, we need to be a I am at ease. Does that make sense? I hope so. Because a lot of this conversation, that most of them are, but this one really, I'm going to go back and listen. This is one of those ones that feels very channeled today. And feels very, the angels want you to know, work with what you need to learn. You've got to go into that intuition. Working with the I ams are very important right now to shift something. And then here's a big one that could really help everybody in this year. I am accepting this brand new way of life, this new chapter of life, this new shift. I am accepting the change of direction in my life. I am accepting, because if you feel stressed, if you feel any kind of blood pressure, you know, blood pressure in metaphysics is trying to control something you can't. Okay. Anger is a very intense emotion. It's one of the heart. You know, it's a pain. It's pain. It's trying to, get the pain out. And it comes out in lashing sometimes. It comes out very intense. It's in pain. Resentment's not so good either. Resentment for somebody else. And a lot of times that one pops up when you see other people have accomplished something that you really wanted to and you haven't. Or like, well, why are they doing it and I can't seem to get it? You know, that's a simple explanation, but all of those are things that we kind of hold ourselves back on and we don't realize it. So I want everybody to understand this is an amazing time to empower yourself, listen to your intuition, and change it up. Use the I ams. Make a list of all the things you want to shift. Pay attention to what you're saying behind your I am, and then change it. And stay with it. And appreciate and find the gratitude, even if it's the smallest thing. It could be the simplest thing in life. It could be, oh, I finally made rice and it worked. Some people tell me that's hard. I know you got that way of making it. Anyway, we are out of time. I want to say thank you for listening. I'm sending out the love and light to you. Just grab on and just say, I accept. I am love. I receive love. You need to do that. This will help lift you as well. And I know for each and every one of you, you're going through some tough stuff. So please know we all love you. Me, the angels, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.